From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. Opera has always been a great place to find villains, but the ingredients that make a great operatic villain can be difficult to pin down. Fiendishly difficult, you might say. Still, here's one obvious place to start. This is Mephistopheles from Gounod's Faust. He's the devil himself, which is pretty much all we need to say. Name the bad act, and he's done it. But he's also incredibly seductive, which is how he gets away with it at all. Still, when you're dealing with the devil, you can expect things to turn out badly. And in opera, villainy isn't always that straightforward. At first hearing, you might not think this character was a villain at all. That's what happens when we meet the Queen of the Night in Mozart's The Magic Flute. Eventually, she tries to get rid of her arch-enemy by tricking her own young daughter into murdering him. But for much of the opera, we're not sure she's a villain at all. And her music is so spectacular, we can almost forgive her evil ways. But when it comes to complicated villains, this next one surely takes the cake. I mean, does this really sound like a bad guy? This is Don Giovanni, another deceptive operatic villain who comes to us courtesy of Mozart. When we first meet him, he has just committed a rape, and within a few more minutes, he murders his victim's father. Yet not long after that, we can actually find ourselves liking the guy. And when he's dropped into the fires of hell at the end, we're kind of sorry to see him go. So, opera seems to specialize in deceptive, seductive, and sometimes downright likable villains. And then, there's this guy. That's the voice of Baron Scarpia from Puccini's Tosca. He's proof that an operatic villain need not be subtle to be effective. Unlike the others we've looked at, Scarpia betrays no redeeming qualities whatsoever. He's corrupt, he's a torturer, an extortionist, and a murderer. And he does it all with a sort of malevolent glee. Yet the opera itself, despite its shock value, is full of emotional shadings and nuance. When Scarpia is finally disposed of, the music takes us straight from his gruesome death to moments of almost religious quiet and reflection. But then, even after he's gone, Scarpia leaves more torture and murder behind him. He's not one of those characters you love to hate. You just hate him. No ifs, ands, or buts. So, get ready for the worst of the worst. We'll meet Scarpia in just a few minutes. This time on World of Opera, Puccini's Tosca comes to us from the Grand Liceu Theater in Barcelona. The Italian baritone Ambrogio Maestri is Scarpia, the villain's villain, with acclaimed American soprano Sandra Radvanovsky in the title role, in a production led by conductor Paolo Carignani.